again. Oh, sweetie, why do you keep doing this? Why is it so difficult for you to behave? Just let me in, sweetheart. Come on. Right. How dare you speak to me that way? You know, I've had about enough of this bad attitude of yours. You can't hide in there forever, little one. I'll beat down this door if I have to. You don't realise just how strong Daddy is, do you? You'll need more than just a door to keep me out. Little pig, little pig, let me in. Oh, you know, was going to be so sweet to you tonight. As gentle as I could possibly be, I'd go slow, make sure you were comfortable, but now, oh, such disobedience. You forget your place, little one. You forget that when I tell you to do something, it means you do it. When you open this door, I'm going to grab you, bend you over my knee, and leave bruises on that tight little ass of yours. I heard you whimper through the door. Sweetie, try as you might to deny me, your body will always belong to me. It will always respond to me. I've trained it well. Oh, don't pout. See, I don't even have to see you to know that you're scrunching that cute little face up and shaking your head. Go ahead, baby girl. Go on, cross your arms and stomp your feet. It won't change anything. You know you need me. You need the release only I can give you. You know, I can smell your needy cunt from here. Through a door, sweetheart. I wonder how sweet you will taste when you finally open this door for me. Oh, did that strike a nerve? I heard you gasp. Is that what you need, little one? Is that why you've been getting so snippy lately? You need Daddy's tongue to slide along that sweet slit of yours. I know how wet you get when you think about me at work. All the times you've secretly touched yourself in your office when any of your co-workers could just walk by, all the while wishing I was there to devour you. I'll bet you wish that I was in the room now, don't you, baby girl? Oh, I can hear rustling of sheets. You're grinding all over your favourite pillow, aren't you? Not the teddy bear, though, but please, not the teddy bear. Now, the favourite pillow, and you're always ready to show off for Daddy, even when he can't see you. What happened to... No, leave me alone. Go away. Now, you aren't asking me to leave anymore. What on earth changed your mind? That's my good little girl. I can hear you panting. Grind that dripping wet cunt against your pillow for me. I know how you love the fluffy texture rubbing up against you. No, no, come on, rock your hips faster against your pillow, angel. You're not going fast enough. I can hear the desperation in your voice. You need more. So come on, put on a show for me. Oh, come on now, princess. We both know you can be louder than that. Come on, I know you want to as well. Don't whine. I know you can do it for me. Just close your eyes and spread your thighs a little bit wider. Press down and ride your pillow rough like a good little girl for Daddy. I know you love that pillow. Hell, you've ridden that thing more times than you have my face. But I don't mind. I enjoy watching you lose yourself. I love how your body trembles when you grind down against it. Your back arching as that needy little clit of yours is rubbed just the right way. That's it, honey. I can hear you getting close already. Was my sweet little angel that pent up? Ah, and I love it when your voice breaks and you shudder out those delicious little moans. Oh, but who said you could come, hmm? Don't whine. You know better. How about you ask me nicely, and maybe I'll say yes. I can't hear you, little girl. I still can't hear you. Use your big girl words and speak louder. That's my girl. I like when you sound desperate. Oh, but the answer is no. Oh, does that make Princess grumpy? It's not fair. Well, open the door for Daddy and he'll let you come. There you are. Now, was that so difficult? Was it, sweetie? There's no reason it has to be this way, you know. But you've been very disobedient all day, talking back, insulting me, and that can't stand. So, you know what I have to do. No, you don't get to run away from this. The more you fight, the more I will make it hurt, and you don't want it to hurt, do you? No, that's what I thought. Now, let's get you laid down across my lap like a good girl. Come on, get settled. That's my girl. Count them out for me, princess. One after the other. Ooh. Is my little girl's ass getting sensitive already? They're already turning pink for me. Each beautiful buttock. But you and I both know this isn't enough, is it? No. Now, let's continue. That's it, sweetheart. You keep right on counting. Oh, you know, you're going to have to be louder than that, little one. I have to hear you say it. Now, try it again. Good. Now we won't have to start over. Three more. Don't lose count. And what's this? Is my little angel grinding against my thigh? Could it be you enjoy Daddy's hand leaving marks all over you? Look at the mess you've made already. Now I'll have to have these pants washed, or better yet, how about this? You can continue grinding that little cunt all over my thigh until you come, but you'll have to lick up every drop of your cum from my pants. Sound fair? Well, of course you would agree. Now, grind harder. Did I say stop, princess? No, I don't believe I did. Keep going. See how generous I can be when you behave. Be a good girl and come for me. Come on, I know you're close. Do it for Daddy. That's my girl. Oh, yes. Buck those hips against my thigh. Look at the mess you've made. Your juices are already dripping down my pants. Good girl. Now, one last thing. On the floor, on your knees, where you belong. Think you can do that for me, pumpkin? That's my good girl.